Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting seventh. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morrison out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allinson for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. Allinson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Almon out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a pop-up towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Stapleton goes all the way around to score. Hoffman moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Remy scores. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paciorek scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields the ball and throws to Stanley covering. Safe. LaFleur scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paciorek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Tony Perez. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Aponte covering, for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Wade Boggs pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.